When she said, I don't dance now, I make money moves, that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle.
The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
This might be the most naive person ever. I think you'll agree. This person went on Reddit and under seeking advice. See if you see the problem the rest of Earth sees so far in the people that have seen this. I am 38 years old and my wife is 35. We live in the small college town of Starkville, Mississippi. Go Bulldogs.
Okay.
I've been there. That's a small town, but a great place to see a game. We both met in college in this same area we live currently. We got married and we have a 5-year-old. Anyways, I trust my wife, but I feel like she's going through a bit of a midlife crisis. She doesn't go out every single weekend to frat parties.
What?
But last month, she went out 2 times to a frat party.
Wait, you said she's 35 and you're married and she's going to frat parties?
Yeah. I can't think of a bigger... Well, okay. I'm sure there are bigger red flags, but that's a giant red flag.
This is like these ages, it's basically me and my wife.
Yeah. And if you came in and said, Annette's going to a frat party this weekend, I would say, Steve, you better sit down. we have some terrible news.
We need to talk to you.
I would be like, as what, a narc? Because if it's anything beyond narc, that's real weird.
Is she catering? What is she doing?
She's like, is she playing the pre-dinner music?
Yeah.
It says she only went to 2 frat parties, but last month she went out 2 times to frat parties, and she goes to local clubs and bars around here sometimes by herself or with her friends, and she comes home drunk, like super hammered some nights where I have to help her get into bed.
I want to know if her friends are also that age, or if her friend, if she's one of those people that's 35, 36, and all their friends are 21, 22.
I either have to send a cab or an Uber or a Lyft or pick her up myself. Since the year started, she's been to 5 frat parties, and she goes to the bars and clubs a lot more. She also goes to college planned events and concerts that are off campus, like the Bulldog Bash, which is a bunch of college kids drinking in the street.
Okay, boy, she is stunted in her social development. It sounds,
or she's getting banged by a frat.
It's that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how when he says she goes to bars and clubs and frat parties, like bars, okay, clubs, sure, if that's what you're into. Frat parties and other college events. I think there's a red flag
there. Got some real MILF energy going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one thing if you have hobbies that are apart in different things, like she likes taking painting classes with her friends, and sometimes you like to fish or whatever. But if it's a real social thing like that, and you're staying at home and like watching television, and she's clubbing with college boys
and the kids.
I don't know.
It would be so different if it was like her friend group, and every like a couple times a month, they always take a Friday night to go out and put aside like kids or the job that stresses them out and just let loose. That is great.
Yeah.
But when it is specifically targeting younger ages that are partying because they're in college, and when you're in college and going through that, that's probably what you're doing, the majority.
I mean, frat parties are for sex and drinking.
Yeah.
Honey, I can't go to the movies tonight. The Phi Kappas are having a kegger.
It's so weird. I mean, I think it would be like hilarious once, if one of us came back, whether it was Kelly or Steve or me or Freebear or whatever, and went, you guys will never guess what stupid thing I did this weekend. I was near a college and I went to a frat party. Like, that would be funny.
Yeah.
But if it was like every other weekend or something, like you're going to frat parties.
Yeah.
That's just like, weird.
Hotwings is going to be in a press release.
Yeah.
And also, I take my husband with me. Yeah, still so weird to say husband. Yeah. My nephews are in college. I got a couple nephews in college. If they were like, I'm going to do my birthday party. I'm turning 21. I want all my aunts and uncles there. Mm-hmm. All right. Hell yeah. Bet I'm going to be there. And then I'm going to make fun of it so bad when I get back to work. Like, I would just, why? But I think the reason why is she's looking for attention.
Yes. Yeah. Certainly something's going on.
Yeah.
So the last paragraph quickly. I talked to my wife about this. She said she's just trying to have some fun. Her sister also made a comment about her behavior because my wife and I are close with her sister and she comes over to the house on a fairly regular basis to get ready with my wife and I for our daughter's birthday party last week. Her sister said she's just living her best life. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, now I'm worried more,
right?
Except for, like, we're married, and this is our life.
This should be our best life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like to think that they overlap a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want her to look like a pincushion for wieners.
Right.
God, this is
or
terrible.
Or even if she's not cheating, just seeking that type of attention
nothing
in that
good
way,
comes from it.
It just seems a little icky. I wouldn't like that if Ross was hanging out with a bunch of 21-year-old girls. I'd be like, or 21-year-old guys, I'd be like, What are you doing?
Super
what
red
do you
flag.
Need well, something? Is something going on?
and I would say that, you know, even if it wasn't frat parties, if you've got to go pick someone up or get Ubers for them multiple times a month because they're so drunk.
And they're a 35-year-old mother of two?
Yeah. I mean, there's some real problems there.
Yeah. Lots of red flags.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure it's fine. Listen to her sister.
Yeah, she's just living her best life. Yeah, well, her best life is also a wife and mom, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Dave says, bang the sister. A little louder for the people in the back. Bang the sister.
Yeah, I mean, there's always that.
It's cougar season for all the Mississippi Chads. It's going to be a Netflix documentary.
Mississippi Chads. Yeah.
That sounded so official for a second. I was like, are we doing a live read?
Well, it's cougar season.
It sounds like the Reed's Hot Wings does for O'Reilly Auto Parts or for, you know.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like the latest show on TLC. Yeah.
It's summer car care season.
Yeah. You're looking sure for your Mississippi Chad gear. You can find your white socks, your New Balances, your cargo shorts and your polo shirt at Old Navy, all 95% off.
Mississippi Chads, Tuesdays at 11.
Yeah.
White rim sunglasses on sale.
I did know some.
It's Monday Night Chad. What?
And then later the spinoff, The Truth About Chad.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine that I worked with at my first job during college.
Chad.
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
But he went by
not as fun to say.
But he went by D Nice.
Oh, that's better.
Oh well, I mean, it does make sense. This
he was
is
in
like
a,
the MC Hammer era.
He was in a frat at a smallish, private business college.
Did he wear parachute pants?
We'll call it Northwood because that's where he went.
Okay,
and and they lived. Him and some frat brothers, they didn't live in a frat house. Well, at this point, they didn't live in a frat house. They were renting a farm like 5 or 10 miles outside of town.
D-Nice doesn't do frat houses.
No. And D-Nice and one of his, he got one of his frat buddies a job there too. And D-Nice was, I liked him. His frat brother was everything I imagined a frat brother to be. And his brother would tell us things about D-Nice and their frat. That made me go, I think you're all awful people.
Was this a real frat, or was it one of those ones where it was like three friends were like, let's make our own frat?
I honestly don't know the answer
like
to that
an
question.
Honorary frat?
I think it was real.
We didn't get into any of the other frats, so we made our own.
And the only reason I say that is because me and my friends freshman year did the exact same thing. We called ourselves Alpha Bravo Charlie.
So D-Nice's friend, Johnny Keggs, told me about
how
there was a housewife down the street that would get lonely and had a drinking problem, and they'd all go there and bang her.
And
at
it's
the same
this
time?
Lady.
Like, at the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
So would they...
All right.
Would,
yeah, so...
So there
would
was,
two of them sit in the parlor while the other one took her upstairs?
I don't know.
Yeah, or was this a train situation, you know?
But one time, we're sitting there making pizzas, and Johnny Keg said, D-Nice, you want me to call Margaret? And I go, who's Margaret?
Margaret.
And D-Nice goes,
no offense to Margaret, our former intern.
It's
we
a
love
friend
you,
of,
Margaret.
It's a friend of our frat party. And I go, what? And he goes, and John goes, it's a drunk old lady down the street that we all have sex with when we don't have any plans.
The Northwood Sea Dumpster.
Yeah. That lady's like 60 now, yeah. Right?
The Mississippi Chads and the Margaret C. Dumpsters.
Probably older than that.
Oh.
I mean, maybe it's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
She was probably 40. In her third. I think she was in her 30s.
She's probably 29. Some old lady down the street.
I've never met that person, but I have always felt bad for her family. I don't know them at all. Wouldn't know them if they walked in the room. But if you have a mom named Margaret and you think she was...
You don't know who your dad is.
A bit whorish. And she always got real good deals on cars. Mm-hmm. Probably her.
Oh.
Everything worked out.
Yeah, if all of her extra t-shirts are polos.
Oh, popped rugby collar long sleeves. Oh, that was the
they
era.
They all say Theta Chi on them. Mom, where'd you get this Theta Chi antique shirt?
I think they were Theta Chi. If I had to guess, that's what I would have said.
Definitely the Theta Chis or the Teaks.
That's the boy slut fraternities.
When she said, I don't dance now, I make money moves, that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle. The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.